At Novell, we understand that today's data centers are inherently complex and heterogeneous, especially when it comes to monitoring and reporting the impact of IT issues when they arise. Our discussion today will focus on how business service management technology can help to integrate your multi-vendor silos of information and streamline your IT infrastructure management activities. IT's challenge is figuring out how to align IT with the business and make IT more agile, that is, more adaptable to the changing needs that arise within the business. In addition, IT must address the ongoing operational challenges that continue to affect most IT organizations. Challenges with power and space constraints, delivering the performance, security, and availability the organization expects, all while trying to save as much money as possible. That's why realizing the benefits of a modern service-driven data center calls for a three-pronged approach: build, manage, and measure. With this approach, you can create a data center environment that adjusts and reacts to your changing business needs on demand, delivers the business services that your end users need, guarantees performance, and maximizes your IT infrastructure assets. Our job is to help you get there. Organizations are continually building, managing, and measuring their service-driven data centers to ensure they're delivering the levels of service quality that the business expects in the most effective and efficient manner. In this presentation, we're going to talk about one aspect of this continuous cycle: monitoring and measuring your results. We'll talk about today's challenges in managing a complex data center, how Novell Business Service Management lets you more effectively monitor and measure data center services and applications, and what our customers are saying about the value of their business service management solutions. So, what are the top three IT priorities for any organization? First, reducing the overall cost of IT. In fact, over the past 20 years, IT budgets have increased substantially. And no wonder. Companies today are heavily dependent upon IT in helping them to reach their overall revenue goals. And yet, in many cases, IT costs have outpaced the value that we're getting from IT. Just as importantly, IT complexity has risen dramatically over the past 10 years as new technologies were brought on to help companies better compete. We're at the point where we need to focus on simplifying our IT organizations, rather than simply adding new technologies for technology's sake. And finally, minimizing risk. Each time we make changes to our IT infrastructure, we run the risk of causing an outage. In fact, for some companies, over 60% of IT outages are caused by planned changes. That's a huge percentage that needs to come down in the future. You know, the industry has been producing IT management software for well over 30 years. So you'd think that we would be much further along than we are in effectively managing our IT infrastructures. And yet, while quality levels have risen in recent years, we're still not where we need to be in terms of delivering on the IT service quality levels expected by our organizations. So why is that? If you're part of a large, complex IT organization, you probably have a variety of different IT management tools you use to monitor and measure availability and performance within your IT infrastructure. Each of these tools, in turn, has its own silo of data for measuring and reporting on the health and well-being of your IT infrastructure. Since correlating these silos of information is a very difficult thing to do, most of us are left to a manual means of trying to reconcile these silos of information to determine the root cause of an IT issue when it arises. The screenshots depicted here are great examples of what I'm talking about. You can't look at one screen and determine what's going on across the entire enterprise. You need to manually correlate information from each of these tools to get a total picture. Even then, it's almost impossible to figure out which business services are affected or which high-priority alarm to work on when we're faced with the complex consoles so many of us are used to. What we really need is something to help us prioritize issues in a business context. We need to understand what's affecting the business most and what do we need to work on first. And finally, we need a complete view of the IT infrastructure if we're to effectively make IT changes without injecting new problems that could then cause outages. You see, fundamentally, what Business Service Management, or BSM, is all about is letting you more effectively monitor and manage your IT infrastructure, not as a set of IT components, but as a set of business services. Services like order processing, online trading, or simply email. At the highest level, BSM is a suite of solutions that allows you to dynamically link your business services to the underlying applications and the IT infrastructure components that support them. They all work together to help you minimize risk, manage impact, and communicate the value of your IT organization. Our modular approach works to help map your IT technology to your applications and to your business. From there, we formulate a real-time, state-driven model of your IT infrastructure. Our BSM service model gives an accurate depiction of not only your physical and virtual infrastructure, but we also model your logical services and applications as well. In this way, you have an accurate understanding of not only which components are affected by an IT issue, but which services as well. This is especially important when prioritizing which issues get fixed first. From this information, we also create a Configuration Management Database, or CMDB, which is a trusted source of IT information for both IT and the business. We use a federated approach to link IT management, configuration, and asset data sources. Then, we help you visualize CMDB information through a Web 2.0-based dashboard that incorporates social networking principles to ensure greater CMDB usability and accessibility. As more people use the CMDB, it becomes a more accurate repository. Leveraging the BSM service model and the CMDB, we then apply built-in analytics to help determine the impact or root cause of specific IT issues. Finally, through MyMO dashboard, we consolidate and correlate all of the silos of data that you have to deal with today to get to the bottom of an IT issue. Using our BSM dashboard, we can provide you with a single pane of glass approach to help you rapidly identify and prioritize IT issues in the context of business impact. So who needs BSM? Let's start from the bottom and work our way up. Managing IT from a single centralized console is an idea that IT operations have been talking about for a number of years now. And while there have been numerous attempts at providing IT with a single management console, most solutions don't fully represent end-user problems. This is exactly what BSM helps to solve. It can help you figure out which of the 10 priority one issues to work on first, and then help you prioritize them from there. Then there are service delivery and service support managers who are responsible for the incident problem change and the release management policies within your operational organization. They're also responsible for SLA compliance and service delivery. In particular, they want to know how IT issues are affecting the business, and BSM helps you do this. And finally, there are business executives. More and more business execs are demanding transparent access into the IT infrastructure so they can see that IT is not impacting the business services they expect to deliver to their customers. So let's talk a little bit about how BSM works. BSM works by first integrating the silos of information you use today to manage your IT infrastructure, data that comes from existing IT management, configuration, asset, or business systems you have already deployed. This is a very important concept because BSM is not a rip and replace technology. Rather, it works with the tools you already have in place. So BSM complements any IT enterprise, no matter which tools you use. We do this by leveraging over 70 different adapters built into BSM. Whether you have HP OpenView, Tivoli, BMC Patrol, CA Unicenter, NetIQ, or you are using SiteScope or Topaz performance monitoring products, our BSM solution can integrate them all into one centralized console. Adapters work to gather, normalize, centralize, and correlate all of the information about your infrastructure. From there, we automatically build a model of your enterprise and map your physical, virtual, and logical components into one simple service model dashboard. From this dashboard view, it's easy to see how components and services relate to each other. What's more, users can easily interact with the service model to speed problem resolution when IT issues arise. Using our built-in analytics, IT users can point and click their way to isolate impact and root causes, shortening typical IT outages by 50% or more. Let's talk more about the BSM service model, because it's a very fundamental concept. As shown here, the BSM service model is a visual representation of your IT infrastructure. Not only physical and virtual components, but logical components as well. Logical components can represent applications or services, much like the order processing service depicted here. There are two important ideas at work. First, there are relationships you see between physical and logical components within this service. BSM understands and monitors these relationships. By knowing how your infrastructure fits together, we're able to know when an IT problem is going to affect your entire service or whether it will be isolated to one area of your infrastructure. The second concept that's important here is state. BSM keeps track of the real-time state of each component and service you have within your infrastructure. In this way, we know exactly when IT issues arise. What's more, our powerful analytics can help you easily isolate problems to find their root cause in seconds, not minutes, hours, or days. The service model, integrated state metrics, and built-in analytics all work together to give you a variety of measurements and reports about your IT infrastructure, as shown here. Let's take another look at BSM dashboard examples. It's important to know that our dashboards can be tailored to individual roles or customized to suit a number of different needs. Here we're showing example dashboards for SLA compliance and telecom services, as well as simple vanilla IT management. But these are just representative examples. The important point is BSM can be tailored to your own business needs. BSM is built on a three-tier architecture. At the bottom level is the IT integration layer. It's here that we leverage those 70 different adapters to reach out and integrate various silos of information, aggregating, normalizing the data, and feeding it to the BSM service model. Common services and analytics like root cause and impact reside within the intelligence layer. What's more, it's here that specific BSM applications come into play to provide capabilities like CMDB and service level management. Finally, Novell BSM provides two different but complementary visualization capabilities. First, we provide a Java-based operations console that allows administrators and other IT operations personnel to handle the day-to-day administration tasks of BSM and IT management. Second, BSM provides Web 2.0-based dashboards that let a broad set of IT and even business users view and report on real-time IT management information, information that's tailored for their individual roles and needs. More specifically, how does BSM fit into the larger Novell data center solution strategy? First, it's important to note that BSM is a strategic solution within Novell's overall data center strategy. Going forward, you'll hear much more about this important suite of solutions and how BSM works in conjunction with virtualization and workload management to deliver complete and comprehensive control over your data center. That said, BSM itself is comprised of a suite of solutions targeted at CMDB, application and service impact management, role-based dashboard visualization, and service level management. Mapping BSM solutions to our products, customers can choose from 5 different product offerings. It's important to note that BSM is a modular and flexible solution. You buy only the components you need for your particular requirements. You can purchase BSM alone, with our CMDB, or with any of the other product offerings shown here. To get going with BSM, start with Business Service Manager to centralize IT infrastructure and service management into a single console. Then add Dashboard, CMDB, Service Level Manager, and Performance Monitor applications to extend and enhance BSM functionality. Let's take a look at how BSM helped to minimize the risk of change for a major U.S. financial services provider. When this customer first came to us, they complained that 60% of their IT outages were caused by planned changes to their IT infrastructure. This was especially troublesome considering that this customer is a huge proponent of ITIL best practices and has implemented rigorous processes to ensure change-related problems don't happen. So what was happening here? Quite simply, this customer did not have a complete view of their IT infrastructure. Without this, they were unable to perform a comprehensive impact analysis for proposed changes. And without this analysis, the IT organization was left to manual impact analysis for the parts of the infrastructure they had knowledge of. With my CMDB, this customer was able to get a much more complete view of their infrastructure. With the built-in impact analysis analytics, they can easily see the impact of changes before they're made to the production environment. This results in far fewer outages for this customer and much higher application availability. In these views of the same customer's infrastructure, we can see not only the relationships across individual components, but also detailed information about the relationships themselves. By clicking on individual components, it's easy to drill down into the details about specific IT attributes. At Verizon Business, customers were demanding greater visibility into the services Verizon was providing. To help them better compete in an already crowded landscape, Verizon turned to Novell to provide real-time dashboard views for their customers. This involved integrating IT management data from over a dozen different back-end data sources and presenting that information in a way that was intuitive and interactive for Verizon users. The overall benefits included enabling Verizon to communicate the value of the services it provides to its customers. This reduced help desk calls and provided for higher customer satisfaction. In this view of the Verizon system, we're seeing an integration of real-time availability metrics for network assets combined with trouble ticket and alarm event information. Through this end-user dashboard, Verizon users get a complete up-to-the-minute view of how well their networking systems are functioning. And when problems arise, they can see what's wrong and who's working on the problem. Novell BSM is different from other BSM offerings because our solutions are open, flexible, and vendor neutral. Our state-of-the-art visualization is completely tailorable and leverages the latest in Web 2.0 and social networking technologies. And our modular approach lets you buy only the components you need and gives you the ability to add more capabilities as needs arise or change. Please watch the MyMO demo to see BSM in action. I hope you've enjoyed this presentation of Novell BSM. For more information, fill out the form and a Novell representative will be happy to answer all your questions. Thank you.